Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, former Orioles shortstop and current broadcaster, Mike Bordick. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Not well. I'm not in a good mood when they lose. I'm just letting you know now.
No, I hear you. Boy, what a road trip. You know, you get all on the upside. They show great offense, great pitching, and then next night, boy, nothing. I mean, it seems like that's the way the trip's been going, too.
Yeah, I mean, so many runs on Monday night, just, you know, grand slam home runs, big innings, and last night, after the first inning, they couldn't mount any offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had some trouble, and it's unfortunate because, you know, you get some pretty good pitching performances, at least to get into the game and at least hold them down, the opposing team down a little bit. And you just expect a little bit more out of the Oriole offense, a little more consistency anyway, at least here down the stretch.
Mike, I don't know about you, but when Wade Miley pitches, I find myself yelling at the television because it seems like he goes full to almost every hitter, and he didn't used to be this guy. What have you seen with him that it just seems like the pitch count just goes up and up and up early every start?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I mean, it's his game plan to try to get ahead and then work that cutter, the slider, down and into the right-handed pitcher or hitters. And basically his goal is to, get hitters to put it in play weekly. And a lot of times it's jam shots. But unfortunately, there isn't a lot to really offset that. When he mixes in that big curveball, I think, you know, he has better success. He's just constantly trying to work that inner third of the plate. That's his strongest side, and if hitters are patient with it, you're going to see those 3-2 counts.
Here with Mike Bordick, former Oriole, now current broadcaster. Speaking of the pitching staff, the rotation has been a lot better, Mike. We see what Kevin Gausman is doing now. It seems like that splitter that he's throwing, that Vulcan splitter he's throwing, is now dropping off the table a lot more. What do you attribute to the success of the rotation after the All-Star break?
There may have been a little fear. I think, you know, when you constantly hear about the rotation, having problems, and then they go out and get Jeremy Hellickson, you know, guys tend to stand up a little straighter, to maybe focus a little more. And I think that's what you're seeing, just a little focus here, final 2 months of the season. Hopefully it lasts for the next month and a half. But they're just more aggressive, I think, with their secondary pitches in the strike zone, at least for Kevin Gausman. That's what I've seen. He's had more confidence throwing his secondary stuff, a slider, early for strikes. And that split finger's been nasty, but primarily he used it in the past to just left-handed hitters. And this year he's thrown it both to left – or recently thrown it both to the lefties and righties, and it's just it moves all over the place. It's a nasty pitch.
Mike, it's still a relatively small sample size, but Tim Beckham has been hitting the crap out of the baseball since he got here, and I'm just curious. I know Buck had said earlier that it's J.J. Hardy's going to get the job back when he's healthy, but I don't know how you can remove that kid from the lineup if you keep playing like this.
No, I agree. I agree totally. You know, he's been very productive. He seems to fit in nicely in the offense, and it's just the consistency that you – that you like, and I think down the stretch the Orioles are going to need more offense than I'm not cutting defense short, but if they have hot hitters, I don't see how Buck cannot keep him in the lineup. Now, would you just spell Scope, you know, and kind of keep Beckham in that way, just kind of bounce him back and forth? But, you know, it's a little risky to me, especially if the team's playing well and Beckham stays hot. I think Buck's kind of expecting him to kind of cool down a little bit, but man, his confidence is rolling. He's putting together some good ABs.
Mike Bordick joins us, Norris and Long Show, 105.7 The Fan. Mike, Ubaldo Jimenez on the bump today. He's been part of that revamped rotation. It's funny because on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Report, my partner Mel Antonin, even when Ubaldo is pitching horrible, always points to he's a guy that can go on a run. If you look at him since late last month, July, he's been on that run. His worst start was his last start where he gave up 3 earned runs and 5 1/3 innings. Other than that, he's been on that roll.
Yeah, and that's been nice to see. And, you know, the Orioles have been waiting for that. He got on that great run last year. The reason the Orioles signed him, because he went on a big run with Cleveland, you know, the final 2 months of the season. So, yeah, let's hope it lasts for 2 months. Let's hope that that hasn't burned out. And, you know, he's been more consistent with his fastball and, once again, back more aggressive in the zone with the secondary pitches. And really for Ubaldo, it's just keeping things on the plate. You know, when he starts getting too fine on the corners, he just loses command, and then he throws meatballs, try to get back in the count, and gets rocked. So if he can get ahead early and establish that fastball, work at both sides of the plate, you know, he's going to have another good outing. And I think right now, for the Orioles' sake, when we talk about starters having good outings, I'm not looking for them to go 7 innings every night. I'd like 5 solid innings, keep your team in the ballgame, you know, and hope the offense kind of continues to click and pick up some runs. So, yeah, 5 quality innings would be great, and I think that's what Buck looks for too.
Mike, a little over a month ago, we were wondering what's going on with Manny Machado. He's hitting 215. Now it's fast forward a little over a month, and he's hitting 260. What have you noticed differently that got him so hot?
He's just quieter in the box. When Manny tries to hit home runs, it's so obvious. His whole body gets out of whack. You see his back shoulder drop. He just gets too big and has, you know, you lose control of the bat head. Now, there are going to be times when you catch it like he did the first month of the season, second month of the season, he was hitting his home runs. But right now, he's quiet in the box. He's using the whole field, and he's still got plenty of pop in there. You know, even he's just a pure, when he stays within himself, he's as good a right-handed hitter as I've seen. Like, you know, Manny Ramirez type of hitter. And he's on that nice run right now, letting the ball travel, and he's squaring it up. He looks good.
There he is, Mike Bordick. Mike, thanks a lot for your time.
You got it. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.